Welcome back to the Deep Dive, where we take these really intimidating financial topics, slice them up into knowledge you can actually use, and hand the blueprint straight to you.
And today we are tackling a big one. It's one of the most stressful situations out there. Trying to get a reliable car when you're, navigating the world with bad credit, it feels less like shopping and a lot more like an endurance challenge.
It is absolutely an uphill battle. I mean, trying to get major financing when your credit score is struggling feels exactly like trying to drive uphill with a flat tire.
That's a perfect way to put it.
You're just expending this massive effort. You're moving so slowly, and the frustration is basically guaranteed if you don't have a really solid strategy.
And that's precisely why we're here today. Our mission is to give you that strategy. This whole deep dive is built on source material and successful real-world strategies that we've extracted from the best-selling ebooks available on Pitcot.
So we want to be your GPS.
Exactly. Right. A friendly, understandable GPS through this really confusing and, let's be honest, often predatory world of subprime auto loans.
And we want you to be fully prepared. So if this deep dive gets you thinking and you want to go even deeper and you get more actionable knowledge on these kinds of financial challenges, just remember you can visit www.pitcot.com/books.
That's where you can download those bestseller ebooks directly. They really are the detailed blueprints for the stuff we're talking about right now.
And while you're at it, please subscribe to our channel if you haven't already. And make sure you activate that notification bell so you never miss our new uploads.
Okay, let's get into it. Let's start with a necessary reality check.
Mm-hmm.
Why do lenders come down so hard on bad credit applicants? It all comes down to one thing, risk.
Right. When a lender sees a subprime score, they're not seeing a person, they're seeing a history that, to them, suggests a higher chance of missed payments or even a default.
Mm.
So how do they deal with that risk? What are the financial consequences you, the borrower, absolutely have to be prepared for?
Well, to offset that risk, they enforce three major non-negotiable consequences. And you need to know these up front so they don't just completely blindside you.
Okay, what's the first one?
The first is a high down payment. Lenders demand that you have significant skin in the game right from the very beginning.
And what kind of percentages are we talking about here? It sounds like they basically want you to share the risk with them.
That's exactly it. Our research from Pitcot shows that you should realistically expect to put down anywhere from 20% to, in some of the tougher cases, even 50% up front.
50%? Wow.
Yeah. I mean, think about it from their side. If you put down half the car's value, they dramatically reduce their own exposure if you default, say, 6 months down the road.
That is a huge barrier, especially for someone who might already be financially stretched. But, okay, if the down payment is that high, I have to assume the cost of borrowing the interest is just as severe.
It is. That's the second and often the most painful consequence. Sky-high interest rates.
So a prime borrower might get, what, 5%?
Right. Maybe 5 or 6%. But the Pitcot data shows that subprime rates can easily shoot up to 26% or even more. This is how the lender makes their profit to justify taking on that risk in the first place.
Let's just put that into perspective for a second, because 26% sounds kind of abstract until you see the math. So if you borrow, say, $15,000 at a 5% rate over 4 years, your total interest is about what? $1,500.
Around $1,575, yeah.
Okay, but what happens if you take that same $15,000 loan at 26%?
You are now looking at paying roughly $8,900 in interest alone.
Whoa.
Over that same four-year period. That is almost $7,500 more just for the privilege of borrowing the money. It's huge. And this is why understanding the true cost of interest is so fundamental.
And the third consequence, that has to do with the loan's duration, correct?
Yes. Shorter loan terms. Lenders will generally constrain a bad credit loan to just 2 to 4 years. They want that debt paid off, and they want it paid off fast.
No 7-year loans where your life could change multiple times.
No way. They don't want that long-term risk.
So if you combine this massive down payment, these astronomical interest rates, and a really short repayment window, what's the overall picture for the borrower?
It means enormous monthly pressure. You're paying back a high principal plus extreme interest in a really short amount of time. You end up paying drastically more for the exact same car.
So knowing the structure, knowing that lenders are just hedging their risk with math, that's the first step to getting some power back.
It is. You've anticipated the battlefield.
That monthly pressure is so intense, and it makes that next step, walking onto a dealership lot, a pretty terrifying prospect if you aren't prepared for the traps.
You can be.
So let's move into that. Let's talk about the common pitfalls and, you know, the sharp practices we need to help you avoid.
This is where being an informed borrower really separates you from the pack. We need to focus on the risk of price inflation. It's a key tactic some dealers use when they think they're dealing with a desperate subprime buyer.
And the Pitcot source material really paints a vivid picture of how that desperation gets exploited. Can you walk us through that extreme inflation scenario?
Sure. It's what we call the double whammy. The dealer assumes you, the bad credit borrower, have nowhere else to turn. So they'll take a car that has a real objective market value of, say, $5,000.
Okay.
And they'll suddenly sell it to you for $8,000. That's the inflation.
So you're already overpaying by $3,000 right off the bat, just on the sticker price.
Exactly. And then they tack on that sky-high interest rate, maybe 24%, to the inflated $8,000 price tag.
Oh, that's brutal.
It's a mathematical catastrophe. You're not just paying huge interest on the actual value of the car. You're paying that same huge interest on the $3,000 markup the dealer just invented.
That is the exact trap we need to make sure you can dodge. What are the three critical countermeasures Pitcot sources advise to stay ahead of this?
Okay, these have to be your non-negotiables. Number one, always check the car's true market value before you sign a single thing.
Using tools like Kelley Blue Book or Edmunds?
Absolutely. Knowledge of the true price is your shield. Don't trust the dealer's sticker price. Trust the established market value.
That makes perfect sense. Your power is comparing their offer to what the rest of the market says. So what about when the numbers just don't add up?
That's number two. Don't hesitate to walk away from a bad deal. This is often the hardest part, I know, especially when you feel desperate or pressured.
I can imagine.
But showing that you have the discipline and the willingness to just say no and leave, It immediately changes the dynamic. It signals to them that you are not a captive audience.
That single action, just being willing to walk out the door, is maybe the most powerful tool a buyer has. And the final countermeasure, is it about demanding clarity?
It is. Number three, always ask for a complete itemized breakdown of every single dollar of the cost.
So everything.
Everything. The car price, the admin fees, taxes, the interest rate, total interest paid, the term length. If they are hesitant to put it all on paper for you clearly and transparently, you should not sign.
We have to repeat this. You are the buyer. Even with bad credit, you have power if you are informed and willing to walk away.
Your power comes directly from your preparation. You have to use it.
Okay, so we've covered the pitfalls pretty thoroughly, but now let's switch gears. Let's talk about the smart solutions, the game-changing financing models that exist outside of that, you know, possibly manipulative dealership interaction.
And thankfully, the internet has completely revolutionized this process. It's really democratized the search for financing.
It's your best friend in this scenario.
It is. And, you know, before we dive into the two best digital options, I just want to pause for a second and remind everyone that this level of financial insight and strategy is what we do at Pitcot.
Right.
If you want more deep dives, more resources tailored to boosting your financial knowledge, just visit www.pitcot.com now to explore more.
Excellent. Okay, let's look at that first digital model from the sources, the dealer network model. What does that actually mean for someone with bad credit?
So this model is all about convenience. You browse cars online, you submit some basic info, and then various dealers who specifically specialize in bad credit loans will reach out to you.
So the platform is like a matchmaker.
Exactly. It's a connector. It cuts out some of that initial legwork and, frankly, some of the rejection.
That sounds useful for saving time. But if a dealer is reaching out to me, I'm immediately a little wary that they might be more aggressive or, you know, less trustworthy.
And you're right to be wary. The big warning here is that you have to vet them. You might not know who you're dealing with at first. The Pitcot material is very clear on this.
What do you do?
Always check dealer reviews, check their state regulatory status. The rule has to be strict. No trust equals no deal. You have to vet them as carefully as they are vetting your credit application.
Duly noted. But the source material also highlights another model, one that it calls a true game changer. And it's the recommended move for most shoppers. That's the application service model.
This is, for my money, the most proactive and powerful strategy. It directly solves the biggest problem subprime borrowers have, which is being stuck with no options and therefore no competition.
So how does this application service model change that dynamic? How does it work?
You fill out a single comprehensive application online, but then that application gets securely blasted out to numerous lenders all at once. We're talking national banks, credit unions, specialty finance companies.
Well, instead of you going to one lender and just having to accept their rate.
Right. Multiple lenders are now actively competing for your business.
That completely flips the power dynamic instantly. Yeah. The borrower suddenly has options. What are the specific advantages that this competition creates?
Well, first, lenders will actually try to offer you better rates because they know they're being measured directly against their peers. Second, you get real comparative choice, which lets you pick the best rate and term combination for you.
And what about the impact on your credit score?
That's the third and most critical advantage. It saves you immense time, and it actually helps protect your credit score by avoiding the need to submit the same application over and over again to individual places.
That's a huge point, because your score is already fragile. Can you explain why multiple applications can ding your credit and how this service model gets around that?
Sure. When you apply individually at, say, 5 different dealerships, each one typically results in a hard inquiry on your credit report. Too many of those in a short time can lower your score.
I see.
The application service model often starts with a soft inquiry, and then when it does the hard pulls, the credit bureaus see you're shopping for one specific thing, an auto loan, in a small window. So they treat all those inquiries as a single event, which minimizes the negative impact.
That feels like the most recommended path. You're maximizing your options while minimizing the effort and the potential credit damage. What's the crucial caveat here, though?
Transparency is everything. You have to make sure the platform itself is legitimate and not just some, lead generator that's selling your data.
Right.
Look for clear terms, look for robust third-party reviews, and get confirmation that they protect your information and are totally transparent about which lenders they actually partner with.
Great advice. Okay, so we've established the right way to shop for the financing. Let's shift focus to what you can do before you even start applying, because as we said, even a small credit boost can drastically change those interest rates.
Proactive steps are absolutely essential. They communicate to a lender that you are a responsible borrower right now, regardless of your past history. Lenders notice effort, and they notice progress.
And PicCut's resources detail 3 key actionable steps you can take to improve your credit snapshot pretty quickly.
They do. Let's go through them.
Let's hear them. What's step 1?
Number 1, if it is at all possible, pay down your credit card balances. This is all about your utilization ratio, how much credit you're using versus how much you have available.
And what's the magic number there?
Keeping that ratio below 30% signals financial health and can give you an immediate score improvement. So if you have a $10,000 limit, try to keep that balance under $3,000.
That's a direct lever you can pull. What's next for a quick credit health boost?
Number 2, dispute any errors you find on your credit report. I mean it. Take the time, pull your report from all 3 bureaus, and go through it with a fine-tooth comb.
And errors are pretty common, right?
Very common. Duplicate debts, incorrect credit limits, accounts that aren't even yours. Cleaning these up is the fastest way to gain points for free.
It sounds like tedious work, but the payoff could be massive.
It could be huge. One small change can move you from the very bad risk category to just the bad one. And that small difference could slice 3 or 4 percentage points off your interest rate. That's thousands of dollars saved.
Wow. And the most important baseline habit to maintain stability.
Number 3, make all your current payments on time, every single time. This proves stability and reliability. Your payment history is the single biggest factor in your score.
So even if you're dealing with old debt.
Exactly. Even then, making sure your current bills, rent, utilities, other loans are met on time is the best signal you can possibly send to a future auto lender.
Excellent. Now for the secret weapon that ties all this prep work together, the power of pre-approval. Why is this so incredibly critical for a subprime buyer?
Getting pre-approved changes your status. You stop being a hopeful shopper asking for permission. You become a prepared buyer, showing up with actual leverage. You have your financing in hand before you even talk to the dealer.
That's instant leverage at the negotiating table. Can you detail the 3 concrete ways pre-approval empowers you?
First, pre-approval lets you set your budget in advance. You know exactly what maximum payment and rate you qualify for, and that prevents the emotional trap of falling in love with a car you just can't afford.
Setting the boundary before the negotiation even starts. I like it.
Second, because you're probably using one of those comparison models we talked about, pre-approval helps you avoid all those unnecessary hard credit checks. You get your rate locked in with minimal impact to your score.
And finally, what's the ultimate benefit when the dealer tries to sell you their own financing package?
It gives you the leverage to bargain harder. Since you already have an established rate from an external bank or credit union, the dealer now has to beat that rate, or they lose the finance sale.
So you're comparing their offer against a real existing rate, not just some hypothetical number.
Precisely. That is the crucial pivot. Pre-approval changes the entire conversation. It goes from the dealer controlling the money to you controlling the money.
Can you beat the rate I already had?
Exactly. It's your proof that you've done your homework and you're financially prepared. It's the ultimate signal that you are not to be messed with.
All right, let's wrap this deep dive up. We've acknowledged how tricky this landscape is when you have less than perfect credit. But you now know how lenders assess risk. You know how to spot red flags like inflated prices and how to find smarter financing paths.
The essential takeaway is simple. Do your homework, compare offers aggressively, use the tools that are out there to create competition for your business, and walk into that negotiation knowing your financial worth. That knowledge is your greatest asset.
We want to leave you with one final provocative thought, something for you to mull over. What kind of car are you thinking of getting? Just imagine driving it home this month, knowing you scored a smart deal because you used these Pitcot strategies to get the best possible terms.
Feels good, doesn't it? That feeling of smart success and financial confidence is exactly what Pitcot aims to deliver with every resource we create.
Visit www.pitcot.com for more essential knowledge and tools. And if you've loved this deep dive, if you found it useful, please press the like button. It helps tremendously in the recommendation algorithm so other people facing this same challenge can access this info too.
And please subscribe to our channel if you haven't, and make sure you activate the notification bell so you don't miss our new uploads.
Thank you for being there with us. Thank you for listening to the Pitcot podcast. I will leave a link in the description below.